Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show. Check the post of Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, read the shirt. The shirt says it all. But I want to do something on today's show I've never done before. Call it the people show. I say that I mean that when I say that. And today, I'm going to do something I've never done. I'm going to let the people completely take over the show. You ever seen a late night show where they read mean tweets? I'm going to dub this today hashtag true tweets. Now, as we all know, Ohio State is going to be allowed to play in the Big Ten championship game. The Big Ten Conference is changing the rules to allow Ohio State to play in. You only have to play 5 games now to play in that conference title game. Now, the change is 2 things. Number one, it's BS. I support the change itself. Okay, it is number 2, the correct thing to do. But number 1, it's BS because of everything that's led up to this point. But it is also number 2, the correct thing to do because Ohio State's the best team in the Big Ten East, probably the Big Ten, and most likely going to go play in the college football playoff. A lot's been said about this, and I don't know what more I could add. And to be honest with you, I get on my Twitter timeline, and I see a tweet that I agree. So what I started doing is I started making a compilation. And what I'm going to do here today is I'm going to let the people speak, all right? I have 12, a dozen of my favorite tweets on this topic, and I'm simply going to read them. All right, here we go. So these first couple were before any announcements were made about the change. The first one is Dr. Rob Zadiska at Doc Talk Sports on Twitter. All right, he says, if the Big Ten brass changed the rules and protocols to allow Ohio State to play in the Big Ten title game, yes, it's hypocritical as hell. I also think it's what they should do. Their stubborn inflexibility in dealing with this season has been their biggest weakness as conference leaders. Now, Tom Chattel saw this. He quoted it on his Twitter timeline, and he said, agree with Doc here. Should the Big Ten get what it deserves? Question mark. Yes, but I would also like to see the Big Ten bow ties admit they care about football, winning money, etc., because they do. The next one comes from Aaron Torres. He says, I have no problem with the Big Ten changing its rules to get Ohio State into the title game. It's the right thing to do. What I do have a problem with is Nebraska asking the same to alter rules to get games in and being mocked by the public and media for it. Both can be true. At Hot Mess Husker on Twitter, simply Meg as she's known, I'm good with the Big Ten changing the requirement for minimum number of games to be in the championship Ohio State deserves to play. I just hope when they announce the change they say, we realize we have been absolute wankers throughout this season and apologize for our lack of balls. Next up is Mike Shaper of 24/7 Sports, 247 Sports, and he had a lot to say. He said, I don't think Nebraska fans are all that mad if the Big Ten makes the correct decision and allows Ohio State to play. Any anger stems from the ridiculous, condescending national commentary that followed the request to play Tennessee Chattanooga or even Frost August Presser. Nebraska got dragged by every media outlet for wanting to play football, then got dragged for wanting to play football and also losing repeatedly. Unnamed Big Ten sources and columnists alike lampoon Nebraska as ungrateful and conniving. For what? Attempting to play? Sentiments written like this, and he quotes, the Big Ten is about unity. It's about following the rules everyone previously accepted. It's about erring on the side of safety and precaution. It's about not rocking the boat, end quote. How's that look now, he says, those previously accepted rules. But again, the conversation is, why are these Nebraska fans whining? When it should have always been, how did the Big Ten screw this up so bad and who is ultimately at fault? But I'm guessing that's not making its way into any unnamed source columns at the usual stops. Even a small attempt at understanding why a football team wants to play football and not attempting to dunk on a program slash fan base just simply for internet high fives would allow many of these same national voices to not look like human pretzels while attempting to rationalize themselves now. Next up, at GBR Homer, known as Burn It All Down Johnny, he says, Ohio State, you're a member of the conference. If you don't like what it decides, you can get the F out of here. League money, the league is handing you millions of dollars in TV money. Take it and shut up. And then he says, am I doing this right? He follows it up by saying, I'm not mad about this at all. I'm laughing my butt off. We were right. Watching all the people in the league and their media wing who thought they were so much smarter than us tractor-driving hicks do mental yoga is quality entertainment. Pass the popcorn. He finishes up by saying Ohio State should play Tennessee Chattanooga just to put a nice bow on this whole thing. Now, if you think about it, the Big Ten canceled the football season, and they said they weren't going to revisit it. Then they revisited the decision after all and made sure not to leave any room for flexibility during a pandemic. And then They told Nebraska, no, you may not schedule an out-of-conference opponent if your game is canceled. We're not going to change the rules for any one team. And then for Ohio State, they changed the rules so they could get in the Big Ten championship game. Now we all agree they should be in. It's not about what they're doing now. It's about all the BS that's led up until now. All right, the people have spoken. We told you so. And man, is Kevin Warren bad at his job. Go Big Red and always remember to throw the bug.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.